Welcome to the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast, the number one hoodoo and spirituality-based podcast bringing awareness to African-American spirituality in a wide range of thought-provoking topics. I am Papa Seer, your host, your narrator, and your storyteller. Before the show begins, make sure you're subscribed or following the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. And as always, donations of love keep our podcast alive and give us the ability to upgrade the show, enhance our content, and most importantly, do what we love. You can use any link in the description to send your donation of love today. Now, let's start the show. Good morning and grand rising. We are here with another episode of the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast. It is me, Papa Seer, the host, narrator, and storyteller of the number one hoodoo and spirituality based podcast, the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast. Family, friends, listeners, supporters, it is Monday. I'm full of energy. My spirit is light. I came out of prayer this morning around about 3:30 in the morning with, you know, the leaders, the mothers of my spiritual family. Shout out to the HCR family. I love you all. I love what we're doing. We had an amazing Sunday service yesterday. The new moon ritual. I know that there are some of you all who are starting Ramadan today. I mean, yesterday was just a powerful day full of ritual. I love Sundays. Sundays are my designated holy day that I spend with my family. I mean, it is beautiful. So if you have never experienced a Sunday service with HCR, and it's different, it's not your typical church service, you know, we're not Christians or anything of that nature, but a lot of us do come from Christian backgrounds, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I miss church sometimes, not the lifestyle of it, you know, but I miss fellowship. I love the music. I love just coming together as a community in that moment and feeling the divinity of worship. And, you know, it was something in our space that we missed. And I'm so proud, you know, of my initiate sister, Sheila, for, you know, making it so adamant that we start something like that. And we just started it off as a simple fellowship, but the Sunday service in my spiritual family has become so important, so big, that, you know, we're now live streaming it on YouTube. So if you ever want to take advantage of watching it or joining us live, we will be live on YouTube. So if you haven't followed or if you are not subscribed to the Papa Seer YouTube channel, please do so, because I really feel like that channel, as well as this podcast, is going to grow in amazing ways. Now, do you know another reason why I love the audience of the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast so much? Because you all are, a lot of you mimic my spirit, my attitude. And when Papa is not posting, I love the fact that you all have no problem finding a way to contact me, sending emails, hitting me up. Papa, when are you dropping a new episode? Papa, what are you doing? You know, you need to get to it. You know, I miss it. I listen to this every day. This is how I get through work. I'm an avid listener, and, you know, I appreciate you all so much. Like, from the bottom of my heart, I didn't think that this podcast was going to affect the listeners as much as it does. So there are times in my life, you all, where Papa has to take a break. You know, content creation burnout is real. And, you know, for me to be able to always put out the best of me, right? I always have to make sure that I take time for myself. And, you know, I'm leaving. I'm getting ready to move to Mexico in 8 weeks and 2 days. So it's a lot, you know. So please pray for me. Wish Papa support. You know, I cannot wait to share that experience with you all. So just staying on a regular schedule right now has been difficult, but I am trying, and I love you all for just sticking with me and being flexible, because Big Papa isn't going anywhere. Now today I'm just full of spirit and my heart is full of love to a particular demographic of not only my spiritual family, my students, but the listeners and supporters as well. And you know, I believe that my calling is to work with the youth. I'm starting to see that a lot more and more each day. Not that I'm detached from other demographics, but I seem to resonate the most with the crowd that's between, I want to say, 18 to 45. That seems to be the majority of my support. Definitely the majority of who's actually in our family. And I'm going to be honest, I really love that because I feel like who is going to be the voice for the youth, who is the voice of who do for my generation, your generation. You know, you all know that I'm no stranger to talking about, I think hoodoo is evolving. It needs to evolve. It's going to change. There are some things that we're going to be able to retain traditionally. There are some things that are unfortunately going to, I don't want to say die off, but they're going to change. There are going to be additions added to the practice. And today, my message, and I'm talking today specifically to my Gen Zs and my millennials, more so, I guess, a little bit geared towards the Gen Zs, because no one's really talking about you all right now. I do feel like a lot of the attention is focused on boomers and millennials, but the truth of the matter is you all are torchbearers just as well. Big Papa, Papa Steer loves you. And I literally consider all of my younger, my 20 somethings and under, you all are like naturally like my babies, period. I don't care who you are. If you listening, I feel like that about you. So I give this message today in majority to you all, but also to those of you who are parents and you're trying to teach this or pass this on. And definitely for my millennials too, because we kind of waver right in the middle. We're not so young, but we're not so in our elderly stage yet. So we kind of wavering right now. Myself, I'm 34. The first thing that I want to just say today is that the word hoodoo, the term, right? It's really, that term is evolving first. And I think that one of the first things, especially for my ministry, what we really aim to do is to deconstruct the fear behind the word. There is too much fear just behind a word. And a lot of it has come just from the representation from Hollywood media, the representation of people's ignorance as it relates to hoodoo. But then too, it also comes from the fact that a lot of people have had some really dark, horrible, evil things happen to them from the practice of hoodoo. We are not our ancestors. We may share characteristics, similarities, but you do not share the same mind. You do not share the same body. You do not share the same experiences, but you do share the same blood. What do you mean, Papa Seer? I think a lot of times people don't want to have real empathy as to why hoodoo might have been darker in earlier periods. Our ancestors were extremely marginalized. They didn't have any avenues to fight back. There was no advocacy. There was no justice. The police system was crooked, still is crooked in some areas, you know, but it was more so in your face. And hoodoo during that time, in my opinion, it was more so weaponized the medicine was the medicine, but that wasn't hoodoo. It was weaponized. The actual work of hoodoo, the majority of it during that time period, was weaponized. And for what wasn't weaponized, it was used as, you know, a means of a daily get by. Our ancestors, a lot of them could only think, well, let me rephrase that. A lot of our ancestors could not think past their environment just due to the constraints of society at that time. So even the prosperity work, in my opinion, a lot of it was very limited. You know, you needed a few dollars, you needed your rent paid, you needed this, you needed what you foresaw that could happen to you. That's not the same in 2024. The majority of you are living in a luxury high rise, some form of a home. It doesn't have to be the best of the best, but you definitely have a lot more liberties and privileges than your ancestors. A lot of you have been to college or you're in college. A lot of you own your own businesses. Like, a lot of you in this day and age can foresee a future for yourself that was unheard of during the time of your ancestors. So your petitions, your energy, the things that you want to attract, they're going to look significantly different. And this is why I do believe that the hoodoo is getting stronger, because we are materializing things that our ancestors never could have dreamed of. Now, back to that word hoodoo, this is why I do believe that the word in itself is metamorphosizing beyond just to describe the work or the quote unquote magic or rituals of hoodoo. Once upon a time, I do believe, yes, when you said that word, you were specifically talking about magic and ritual. But it doesn't really look like that anymore. The magic exists. The rituals do exist, but when you say hoodoo in 2024, you are now talking about a culture. You are now talking about, honestly, the culture of the entire American South and portions of the Midwest. You are now talking about families that are emerging. You are now talking about people who have businesses. You are now talking about people who are coming together to ritualize. You are now talking about something that in many ways mimics a religion. And there are those in 2024 who are pushing that hoodoo be represented and recognized as more of a religion than just a form of magic. Will everyone agree? Absolutely not. Do I care? Absolutely not. Because you can do what you want to do. And you can feel how you want to feel. It's not going to stop people from creating. It's not going to stop the energy of the hoodoo culture from metamorphosizing. And I am one of those who say, go with it, flow with it, and keep it moving. Because in many ways, behind closed doors, those who are a part of the culture of the evolution, it's beautiful. The best thing that I can say that has happened for me in this journey is having my family. Doing this on your own, man, this is not, I mean, it's fine, but like having people, having a community, having a support, that has been the best experience. And there are those who might stand on the corner and say, well, that's not hoodoo. Cool. It don't have to be. You know, I still love my family. I still love what we're doing. I still love what we represent. So, you know, people can feel how they want to feel it. It's not going to stop anything, right? So when I say to you all as younger people, understand that you are now at a very beautiful time. You're at a time now where things are just evolving. And you yourself have the opportunity of being a torch bearer of that. I would love to read a history book 200 years later when they're talking about hoodoo and what it was in 1920 and what it was in 2024. What will they say about those of us who helped evolve it? And now it, if it is a recognized religion 200 years from now, right? And there are actually temples and churches, tax credits, and all sorts of things and more material. I mean, wow, that I think that our ancestors would shine on something that was supposed to die. Hear me out. Something that, you know, a certain demographic of people tried to kill and die off. A certain demographic of people tried to steal from us in the 90s, in the 80s, in the early 2000s, and then try to sell it back to us, right? Then a certain demographic of people who aligned themselves with those same thieves and then said, oh, because I'm black, I'm gonna try to sell it back to you, but you got it from those people, right? We don't have to listen to you anymore. We don't have to buy your books anymore. We don't have to go to your shops anymore. We don't have to watch your YouTubes anymore, because there are so many others. You got Mama Reds, you got Cosmics, you know what I'm trying to say? You got Conjure Cleaner, you got Music to Mystic, you got the Hoodoo Mermaid. You have so many other people with different ways, different theology, different experiences, that we are no longer restricted to the thievery. Hear me out today. The thievery that has existed in this practice for the last 50 years. Guess what? We don't have to support you anymore. You do realize that in this day and age, you don't even have to buy a quote unquote book about hoodoo. There is so much information, so many people who are offering mentorship. Some really good YouTubes, as much as people love to tear down social media, there are actually people who use those platforms and put out amazing information. Stop tearing people down, or why don't you go out there and do the same thing? Because it's not easy. So to my young people, you all have so much to look forward to. You know? You all have so much to offer and so much to give. And I say this all the time. Personally, I think the best student is younger people. I truly do. As much as I love to work with those who are designated for me, my best students are my younger students. Because most of the time when you get people over 30, they are set in their ways. They are set in their experiences. They really don't want to listen. They really do not like to have to, you know, understand that now you are in authoritative role in their life. They may have children and feel like, who are you telling me what to do? But, you know, younger people, it is easier to mold you as a student, right? So stop listening to people tear you down just because of your age, because you are in the perfect place to be molded as a student. I have more respect for someone who came into this at a younger age, learned, grew, had experiences, than those of you who woke up at 42 and said, oh, I want to have a hoodoo journey today. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong with that. But don't tear these young people down, because you started your journey at 42. By the time they are 42 and they started at 18, right? While you still trying to figure out how to fix a bath at 45, imagine what they will be doing. You see, ageism does exist even in the spiritual communities. And sometimes you really need to be looking to the youth, because they will be the ones who will be your new authoritative roles. They will be your new elders. They are the new torchbearers. Even us, even those of you older than me, get out of your ego. Now, as I always say to you, my young people, I acknowledge you all's gifts all the time. But I also stand and give you this warning as well. Some of you moving too fast. Some of you all are just getting yourself involved in way too much. Some of you all are taking on a lot of things that are very dark, and you're not ready for it, nor do you even need it. You know, I sit back and I think about someone that was young that I tried to help out, and I did my due diligence and I went as far as I could go. You know, but when my spirit says, hey, Papa, pull back, time is up, I have to release you into the atmosphere. And this particular person has so much potential, extremely intelligent, but so wrapped up in the ignorance and arrogance that only 20-something-year-olds walk with, because I was at that age once upon a time. And then when you want to mix that attitude with magic and no mentorship, nobody who can help guide you, nobody who can, you know, put you in your place when you need it, you are combustible. The person that you're going to hurt is yourself. You're not going to hurt everybody else like you think you are. You're not as powerful as you think you are. You're not even as grounded as you want to be. You're not as enlightened as you're going to be as when you're later on in life. Not saying that I think that you all are too young to have your hands on the work or even starting businesses, but I think some of you think too high of yourselves. If you are 22 years old, you don't have any children, you've never even signed on a mortgage, you still trying to figure out how to get your cell phone bill and everything else paid on time, what gives you the experience to think that you can mentor somebody else in those areas of life just because you have a gift? Your gift has to be nurtured by your experiences. Your gift is not even at its fullest potential yet in your youngest age. And you have to accept that. You have to swallow that pill. You know, some of the best movies I really love to use as metaphors for spiritual magical growth are like X-Men, Harry Potter, and things of that nature. Because those movies showed you how when they first got under Professor X, none of them could control their powers. They were powerful. The gift was there, but you didn't know what to do with it. A lot of them almost killed themselves. Some of them even killed their parents because of their gifts. And Professor Xavier was there to help nurture their experiences. Every time, you know, they went out to fight and come back, they got stronger. And the X-Men did not become the X-Men until later when they were older and they had a mastery, heavy on the word, mastery of their gifts. And some of you are walking around with something that you don't know how to control yet you are ready to exploit it by selling yourself on the internet, taking on spiritual work that you're not ready for, giving any and everybody a reading when you really need training or you need to be doing that reading on yourself, focusing on how you can build up a spiritual business and you still living in your mama's house. You don't even have life skills yet. And let me tell you something. Some of you all are so spiritual that you tapped out of life. And it's not going to work. You're going to have to find balance. You still going to have rent to pay. You still going to have a mortgage at some point. You still have to get out and go out here and make some money. You still have to go from 21 to 30. And you cannot skip over those fundamental years just because you can talk to dead people. Sorry. And because you all are living in such a different day and age, and you all are a lot less mature than even what I was at that age, at 21, 22, living with my mom. Are you serious? Are you serious? Had been left, was already on my own with everything in my name. But unfortunately, we live in a climate where you all can't do that anymore. You all can't leave home at 18 and just go out here and do your own thing no more. That's not a reality. So you have to sit there and think to yourself, because some of you are still living in a situation where your mom, your dad, or whomever you're sharing space with, they're not comfortable with your practice. Let's talk about it. As much as you want to do all of the hoodoo in the world and big, beautiful altars and altar rooms, you don't have the space for it yet. And one of my fundamental rules when I teach hoodoo to anyone, I say the first thing that you need is time and space. If you do not have time and space, this is not going to work. Most of you don't have the adequate space. Most of you may have the time, but then I sit there and I always say, you know, you have your whole life to be spiritual and you can't live your life in a cloud. So you can't spend so much time in your hoodoo books and no time in your school books, no time in financial books or even just anything. You have to find balance in that too, because you still have to live this life. And we're living in a totally different ball game than our ancestors. They did not have to do what you are gonna have to do. So while you are in this stage of growing into a adult or learning how to become a better adult, what should you be focused on? Personally, my opinion, I think a lot of you need to stop rolling candles and herbs. And I think a lot of you need to start putting more candles towards better usage, like towards your ancestors and towards your guiding spirits. I think you all are too focused on putting your hands on the work and you're not ready for that yet. You have no guidance. You have no court. Many of you don't even have a mentor or anyone willing to take the time to teach this to you. So what's going to happen is you are going to fail more times than you succeed, and it's going to chip away at your confidence if I'm not speaking to someone where this has already happened in your life, where you're trying to work this, but it's not working for you. My new methodology when I'm teaching this now is my first year students, we do teach the fundamentals, but I have incorporated a system now where we are teaching you how to not only just work the fundamentals of hoodoo, but also cultivate a relationship with not only just your ancestors, but your guiding spirits. And I think that is something that people don't really teach about enough. But I am finding a lot more success in this method than just dumping all of this work, dumping ancestors that a lot of you don't know yet on you and saying wish on a star, versus teaching you that you already have spirits that are there working for you and who will guide you not only to the right answers, to the right teachers, the right elders, the right spaces, the right families, the right jobs, the right everything that you need so that you can have a practice that will be streamlined for you and your experiences. Young people, including myself, we have such a long way to go, and patience will be your best guiding spirit. We are the new torchbearers. You all have such a responsibility. There's so much that you have not given, and spirit is waiting on you. The community is waiting on you. What you're going to build, what you're going to create, how you are going to help yourself and others, and how you are going to help us change the face of our culture. Help us remove the stigma of evil. Help us eradicate the restrictions that has been placed on an entire culture that encompasses 1/4 of the United States. We've watered it down to folk magic, when it has been a way of life for many of us for over 500 years. Why Hoodoo is not given the same respect, tax breaks, opportunities, political protection that other religions have given. Of course you wouldn't give it to us, because it is something that was created, something that was nourished by Black Americans. My people, stop letting them strip you of your power. And my young people, rise up and accept yours. I give this message to you all today in love, light, peace, prosperity, and most importantly, protection. I just hope that my words today resonated with someone, and I know it did. I hope my words today could be like honey for those of you who've experienced nothing but salt on your journey. I hope my words today will inspire something in you and in your spirits, and I plead and I pray that your spirits guide you to the right people. Whether that be me and my family, or, you know, the people that are here with us that help me do this journey, or whether it be to the person that you need, I ask for spirit to break down the barriers and send you what you need, send you the people that you need, send you the guidance that you need, send you the patience that is required, my people. I thank you all for your time today, for taking your beautiful, precious time to listen to me. For all of the donations that you all have sent and poured into this podcast, I really appreciate that. You all, Papa is leaving and going to Mexico, so, you know, as always, you all know that anything that you pour into this ministry is greatly appreciated. You can use any of the links in the podcast description to send your donation. It really does help you all. That's all I really have for today. I'm going to let you all get to your week. I just send you all on a blessed Monday. I bless your hands. May the things you touch materialize as if it were gold, my people. And with that, I release you into the atmosphere.